women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. We read in 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And we read it again, Beloved, believe not every spirit. That's talking to you, girls. But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We're going to continue talking about Mr. Harold Camping and his false prophecies. And he is a false prophet. But before that, I want to tell you about the Dean Bergen meeting we're having in Collinsville, New Jersey on July 27 to 28. And I'd like to send you a brochure. Just call 1-800-JOHN-109 and I'll send you a brochure. It's a very beautiful brochure. Please come and rejoice with us at the 2011 Dean Bergen Society's 33rd Annual Conference as we observe the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version's first release. Pastor D.A. Waite, that's my husband, has scheduled 23 capable men to speak on subjects surrounding this theme. Please make plans to attend this one-of-a-kind gathering on July 27 to 28, 2011. It'll be the first time the Dean Bergen Society will be in New Jersey and the first time here in Collinsville, New Jersey. Call 1-800-JOHN-109 and ask for a brochure. Say you are listening to Mrs. Waite's program and you want a brochure for the Dean Bergen Society meeting July 27-28 in Collinsville, New Jersey. Be sure to come. Call 1-800-JOHN-109 and ask for a brochure. It's a beautiful brochure. And you'll be interested in who the speakers will be. There's going to be a good women's meeting at 10 o'clock on the 27th in the morning while the men are having a meeting by themselves. And Mrs. Pat Williams is our main speaker, and she's going to tell us about the history of the King James Bible. I know you'll want to hear it. If you can't make the meetings, it will be streamed. Call 1-800-JOHN-109 and ask about that. Now, I want to read something that's written by a man called Jason Wallace. I do not know the man, but I think it's very interesting. So, in 1843, people sold their homes and businesses, and they went about the country preaching of the imminent return of Christ. They were the followers of William Miller, a farmer and self-taught Bible scholar from New York. Miller understood the 2,300 days of Daniel 8:14 to refer to the number of years until the return of Christ. Though scholars for two millennia had not been in nearly universal agreement that the prophecy referred to the time of Epiphanes, Antioch, Epiphanes, I'm sure, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but you know me with words, Miller insisted it was for the fulfillment in his day. So the scholars thought it was in the past, but Miller thought it was for his day. In 168 B.C., as Daniel had prophesied, the king Antiochus Epiphanes entered Jerusalem to punish the Jews. As promised, he put an end to sacrifice at the temple, and he rededicated the temple to Zeus. He then offered Zeus the sacrifice of a pig upon the altar of God. What blasphemy! Daniel 8:14 does not literally read 2,300 days, but 2,300 evenings and mornings. From the time of Antiochus entering Jerusalem until the temple was cleansed and proper sacrifices reinstituted was roughly 2,300 days. The actual morning and evening sacrifices totaled roughly 2,300. The actual morning and evening sacrifices, 2,300. Either reading finds fulfillment in real past history. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, call 1-800-JOHN-109. I get it mixed up sometimes. And while you're asking for the brochure for the 400th anniversary of our King James Bible here in Collinsville, New Jersey at the Dean Bergen Society, while you're calling 1-800-JOHN-109, ask for this history and this talk that I'm giving about Harry Canton's Kingdom Hall. That's the name of it. Okay. Now, where did I leave off? When even 1844 did not pan out, some of the followers abandoned the movement. However, they tried to find a new explanation. Many of those who did not abandon the movement, they were too embarrassed to admit their error, and I think Mr. Camping is too embarrassed to admit his error. They had invested too much to be wrong. Ellen G. White eventually led the Seventh-day Adventist movement to the conclusion that Jesus had returned invisibly in 1844 and that he would soon make his presence known. And that's what Mr. Camping does. When Jesus doesn't come or the end of the world doesn't come, he says, well, he did come. There was certain judgments. Another group that tried to hold to the 1844 date was led by Jonas Swindahl, S-W-E-N-D-A-H-L, and was known as the Second Adventists. They believed that 1844 marked not the date of Jesus' return, but the beginning of the last generation. Swindahl taught that Jesus would therefore return in 1874. One of his followers was a former Presbyterian named Charles Taz Russell. When 1874 came and went, he concluded 30 years was not long enough for a generation. That's this Mr. Russell. So he added 70 years to 1844 and concluded that Jesus would return in 1914. This and other differences led him to split from the Second Adventists and mount Zion's Watchtower and Herald of Christ's Presence. His followers became known as the International Bible Students, and they went about the country with the message, millions now living will never die. Followers were to leave their churches and fellowship together. All churches were considered apostate. That's sort of how Mr. Camping is. He says there's no more a church. The church age is over. But God had provided a new channel for their instruction, Zion's Watchtower Tract Society. So we know about the Watchtower Society. Many times they come to our doors. What began as the International Bible Students has become Jehovah's Witnesses. The date of 1914 was changed to 1925, 1941, and 1975. What began as calling Christians out of their churches to prepare for Christ's return has become an anti-Christian cult. I believe, says this author, Mr. Jason Wallace, I believe we are seeing something similar attempted today. In 1992, Harold Camping, he's the founder of Family Radio, which has beautiful music on it, but it has some teaching, but it has Harold Camping, and all those people have to agree with him that are on that station. In 1992, Harold Camping published in 1994. That's the title of his book, I think. Like Miller, he rejected the historic understanding of Daniel 8. The prophecy clearly describes the rise of the kingdom of Greece under Alexander the Great and the division of his empire among four others. But instead of seeing the prophecy as fulfilled then, Camping transports its fulfillment to our own day. Like the Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses, he focuses on the hidden meanings of texts, seeing pointers toward 1994 and the number of swine drowned in the Sea of Galilee, or the number of servants in Abraham's house. Camping introduced 1994 with the following statement, and I quote, "No book ever written is as audacious or bold as one that claims to predict the timing of the end of the world, and that is precisely what this book presumes to do." End of quote. Audacious as it was wrong. September 6, 1994 came and went. Camping seemed to back away from his false prophecy, but he has now decided he was right all along. It was too bitter a pill to swallow to be wrong. Like the Jehovah Witness, he says 1994 wasn't the wrong date. We just have to add 7 years to it. Like Russell, he is telling Christians to leave their churches, and Camping is, and I've met people that have left the local churches because of Mr. Camping. All are apostate. You should no longer trust your pastors, says Mr. Camping. He says all these churches are apostate. You should no longer trust your pastors and elders, but you should abandon them and turn to one of the only true channels of God's Word, Family Radio. Like Jehovah's Witnesses, you should simply fellowship together and await word from Oakland, California, because that's where Family Radio started. Now, let's see. I have a picture here, but you can't see the picture. In these new fellowships that are meeting, there is to be no discipline, no baptism, no communion, and no authority apart from Family Radio's interpretation of the Bible. Isn't this conceited? That's my, the man didn't say that, I'm saying that. Mr. Camping rejects 1 Corinthians 11:26 that says we are to proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. He rejects the clear teaching that the gates, that's why he doesn't have communion, I guess, Lord's Supper. He rejects the clear teaching that the gates of Hades will not prevail against his church from Matthew 16:18. With even greater certainty than he had in 1994, Mr. Camping now says, abandon the elders who provide watch over your soul, who are shepherds to the flock, and feed them. They feed the flock. Do we no longer need shepherds other than Mr. Camping, this author writes? Do we no longer need men any longer to watch for our souls, asks this author? Do we no longer need to be reconciled to brothers, as in Matthew 18, asks this author? If we do, what church is to judge it? Is Mr. Campy and our Pope who will judge for us? This is very serious, girls, and if you are taken in by Mr. Campy, I don't see how you could be now when the end of the world didn't come on May 21st, 2011, but some still are. Family Radio may not be the Watchtower Tract and Bible Society, but is built on the same wrong-headed interpretation of Scripture, the same date setting, the same calculations, the same accusations of complete apostasy, and the same claim to be the last true church channel of God's Word. That's what Mr. Camping believes. He believes he's the only one that can interpret Scripture. Despite the differences, both are heresy. I should say that's what I believe Mr. Camping believes. Both are heresy, the tearing apart of Christ's church. We do live in the day of great apostasy. Churches do more often than not resemble circuses and stage shows, but the church has always had their troubles. The church has also had predators who point out these problems to get you to follow them. The Jehovah's Witnesses point out the pagan origin of Christmas and Easter celebrations, but only to lead you into some greater error. Now is the time for faithfulness, not just another form of apostasy. Like the Jehovah's Witness, says Mr. Camping, accuses anyone who differs with him of not really believing the Bible and accuses them of being idolatresses of their church. The true idols here, the true idol is Mr. Camping. Will Christians read the Bible for themselves and search the Scriptures to know if things are true, or will they blindly follow Mr. Camping into yet another false prophecy, and what will be the result of that?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. The announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15.